Your Beatitude, Your Excellencies, Reverend Fathers, Brothers and Sisters, and fellow pilgrims. To be received here in this place, and received with such generosity and in the spirit of prayer and fellowship, has been a very great gift to us who have come here as pilgrims. We come to this place above all to be refreshed and renewed in our faith. We come to this place, which is the very beginning of the new creation in Christ, so that we may go out restored and refreshed in our vision of that new creation. And we know that Jerusalem is still a place where Christ's cross is a reality, where the depth of suffering and of violence and of prejudice is as great as ever. But as you have reminded us, Your Beatitude, in your quotation at the end of your address, it is into these depths that Christ comes always, and it is at the heart of suffering and of violence that he speaks triumphantly and victoriously, our one hope, our one Saviour. Your Beatitude, brothers and sisters and friends, our prayers for yourself, for all Christians in this land and this region, continue daily, and this pilgrimage will have made those prayers still more intense and heartfelt. We agree wholeheartedly that if Jerusalem can be at peace and live in justice, the whole world will see and hear good news in a way that is very rare and transformable. That is our prayer, that all of you who bear the name of Christ in this place will live and work and pray together for that peace, for that word of the gospel to go forth from Jerusalem as it did at first, to the very ends of the earth. Once again, from the bottom of our hearts, Your Beatitude, we thank you for your brotherly welcome, for all the many gifts and signs of friendship that you have given to us in the Anglican family over the years. We pray for you and uphold you and give thanks to God for your ministry and all those who share that ministry here in this place.